This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report.
The first 8 verses of Matthew chapter 12 relates how Jesus and his disciples were walking through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and Jesus' disciples began to pluck heads of grain to eat. The Pharisees, the religious leaders of Israel, complained to Jesus, saying, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." Jesus answered by justifying the actions of his disciples, giving an example of David and the law itself, going so far as to say his disciples were guiltless. Now, some say that this is an example in which the Pharisees were wrong to insist on a strict observance of God's law, whereas Jesus released people from obeying God's law. But this isn't the case. The 613 laws set in place by the religious leaders were burdensome and confusing, and, contrary to what we might think, they were designed to make the law of God easier for men to fulfill. But in doing so, the very heart of God's law was violated. In the case of the disciples of Jesus and the heads of grain, Jesus pointed out the error of the Pharisees when he said, "If you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Their law, rather than defining and upholding the law of God, actually had the effect of subverting it. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net and discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.